Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Monday afternoon. Yeah, it could be better. The Saints could have won. Maybe they, you know, really could have won. But there were a couple of things that went wrong. Ball got loose from John Johnson, and Chris Olave didn't catch a pass again. And again, if he's so skittish that he's afraid to catch the ball, then it's time to retire. Because we don't need somebody who's afraid to play the game. And I realize that it's a tough game, and there's a possibility that you're going to be hit. But if you're afraid, then, you know, we can't depend on you. And right now, they can't depend on Chris Olave. It's that simple. Saints lose 25-19. And there were so many scenarios toward the end of the game where I had the Saints winning. I had the Saints coming back and scoring a touchdown and a field goal. And then when they scored the field goal, then I had them coming back and scoring a touchdown. But it was mistakes. And it was just, you know, the Saints got in their own way of coming back and maybe winning that game. And there just is an overall lack of discipline on this team that has got to be addressed, and it's got to be addressed soon. I don't really know exactly what the problem is. You know, we can all speculate, but right now there's a bit of a problem. And it's not that we expected the Saints to win, you know, too many games this year. But the way they're losing is just extremely frustrating to fans. Also, we have a new mayor-elect, and soon she's going to be the mayor of New Orleans. And I think this is the beginning of a fresh new start. I was at her headquarters Saturday night and just had a brief moment with her after it was announced that she had won. And actually, they announced it at the hall, but she got word listening to WWL Radio on the way there. That night, Saturday night, Helena said that we are continuing to do things the same way, and that's what we need to change. We are moving toward changing. We've just done the wrong things, and we've kept doing the same things over and over again. And when the same things are not succeeding, and you do the same things over and over again, it's not going to work. So that's why I think, even though she's been part of the city council, I think she's going to represent a fresh new change. She said, we're going to get Super Bowl treatment all the time. And often on this show, I've talked about how it's a shame that the visitors to our city see the best side of New Orleans. The people who live here and endure this city on a daily basis, we don't. And so much is done for the Super Bowl, and so little is done for the residents, that it's, you know, it's discouraging. Or not just the Super Bowl, but any big event that comes to town. You know, we do a lot for the people who visit this city. We don't do enough for the people who live here. And I think Helena Moreno, she talked about this during the campaign, and she talked about it Saturday night after she was declared mayor-elect. I think it's going to change. She said, our culture and our people make us special. She says she's going to look to grow opportunities and create higher-paying jobs. Now, she didn't say exactly how she's going to do that, and we don't know yet how she's going to do that, but none of this is going to happen overnight. She also said, let's come together. And she thanked her parents for teaching her what she was taught that helped lead her to the position of where she is. And she says, I'm going to be a mayor, not only for the people who voted for me, but for everybody. Let's hope she does that. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. So we're going to watch and see if she does that. But I think she's going to be a successful mayor of New Orleans. I have a really good, positive feeling about her. And I don't think she's going to get caught up in the things that so many people get caught up in. And that is the temptation to be unethical, the temptation to be corrupt. So many mayors in our past, so many politicians in our past have not been able to resist the temptation to become corrupt. The temptation is going to be there. But I have faith that Helena Moreno is going to reject that temptation. Let's see if it happens. I hope it does. I expect it to. And I think this is a fresh new start for New Orleans. And I think we should start all of this with a fresh new attitude, because this is a new beginning for us. And we've gone through 8 years of a tough time, especially the last 4 years have been brutal. Because the minute LaToya Cantrell realized she didn't have to face the voters again, she ripped us off. She took advantage of us. And she showed signs of not being totally straight. Many signs on many different fronts of not being totally straight. And LaToya Cantrell is one of those politicians who seem to have got caught up in the business of doing the wrong thing. And she associated with the wrong people, and the wrong people influenced her. And Oliver Thomas was expecting her endorsement and would have gotten it, but her endorsement would have killed him. I mean, he did badly enough finishing third of the top three candidates. But Oliver Thomas was part of old school. He was part of that old mentality of just New Orleans politics and associating with the wrong. Oliver Thomas associated with the wrong business people in a few cases, one in particular. And people saw through that. And we came together. We came together as a city and we voted. It's going to be interesting to see what Oliver Thomas's relationship with Helena Moreno is. She's going to be the mayor, and every mayor has a relationship with the city council. So let's see what her relationship is going to be like with him on the city council. And, you know, he might be an adversary. No matter what comes up, he might be an adversary. But I would hope that Oliver Thomas would be for something if soon to be Mayor Moreno wants to do something that's good for the city, and Oliver Thomas realizes that it would be good for the citizens of the city. I hope he goes along with it. I hope they have a good congenial relationship, and, you know, let's be positive and hope that they do. I don't think Oliver Thomas is a bad guy, but I think the people that he surrounded himself with are just the people that have just given New Orleans politics a bad name. All right, Saints lost. LSU won. LSU won by 10 points, 20-10 over a Southeastern Conference rival, South Carolina. That was good. But LSU is a 2.5 underdog to 17th-ranked Vanderbilt in Nashville this coming weekend. Now, the game's at 11 a.m. Now, for some reason, traditionally, LSU doesn't like to play in the sunlight. They don't like to play early games. I guess they kind of have this vampire mentality of wanting to play at night, wanting to get up late. I don't know what the deal is, but there's new teams all the time, so that should not be something that is just traditional of LSU. But it seems to be that they just don't like to play during the day. At least that's the impression you get. But for LSU to be a 2.5-point underdog to 17th-ranked Vanderbilt, a little bit of a surprise to me because LSU is ranked number 10 in the country. Are they an overrated number 10 team? Well, they've got a chance to prove themselves against Vanderbilt this weekend. I also think Ole Miss, as I said earlier, is an overrated number 5 team in the country. I think that there's going to be some teams that come along and demonstrate that they shouldn't be number 5. All right, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Janice, good afternoon.
Yeah, got two things to tell you.
Yep.
First of all, tell that lesbian lady that has a crush on you that I said she can't have you. You're mine.
That's cute. I appreciate it. This woman was so sweet to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I was doing a video, and she just came and just interrupted, and it was okay that she interrupted, but she just, you know, was talking in my ear and telling me just how meeting me meant so much, and she just has the biggest crush on
nice.
me, and I just took that as such a compliment.
That's
but
nice.
I also appreciate what you have said. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm being funny. I got a silly sense of humor.
I like it.
Yeah. No, now here's something that's important, and everybody needs to know this. I didn't realize it, but I sure do now. Okay, the other day, you were talking back and forth to the AI, to the chat thing.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do that again in a few minutes.
Well, after you did that, though, I don't know which one you're using. I went on my phone there, and I put on ChatGPT, and I'm telling you, it really sounds, you know, it really is interesting. But here's the thing that everybody needs to know. Okay, when you finish talking to it, okay, there's a library, a section in the ChatGPT. I don't know about yours, but there was. And after you finish your conversation, you can go back and you can read it. You can read the interaction, what you said, and what the mechanism said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you get to hit delete. But here's where it gets tricky. You delete, you can't see your conversation anymore. But I found out it's kept on a server somewhere for at least 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
now, I don't know who can see it or anything. So people need to just be mindful of this.
And don't reveal any big secrets to AI.
No, nothing personal.
Yeah.
Nothing, anything like this, because when you finish that conversation, you do not know really where it's going.
Yeah.
It's in writing.
But Janice,
and it's going somewhere.
I appreciate that. Alert. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful. But yeah, we did this really cool demonstration of talking to AI. And this was in response to a story that was out, a new survey. 1 in 5 high school students admit that they or someone they know have had an emotional relationship with AI. Artificial intelligence. They've had an emotional relationship with technology. And it's really interesting how you can talk to AI and AI talks back to you. And I guess it's kind of understandable, though I really don't get it. But anyway, we're going to do another demonstration in just a few minutes. Let's go to New Orleans East. Brown, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoop? You know, the election is over, and I'm proud to be a supporter of Elena Moreno.
Good.
Well, you know, they called me a sellout and a traitor of my race. And you know what? I'm going to do them a favor. I challenge W.C. Johnson. Don't want to call him out on your radio station. I challenge him in a debate. I want him to explain what do he mean when he say sellout. Because I think she's the best qualified candidate in the race. This is Raymond Brown. Y'all know me
well,
by Reverend Brown. That's all right.
Reverend Brown, listen, I appreciate your call, and I will tell you that I don't think you're a sellout. There might be some people that will think you're a sellout, and I think that's one of the problems that we have had in this country, is that there are people who feel like they need to support their race. You need to support the best candidate, regardless of race. And that goes for white voters as well as black voters. You need to not vote for somebody because of their race, because history is filled with with documented evidence that somebody of the same race might not be the person that really improves your life. And so there's no reason to judge somebody based on their skin color. The better reason is to judge people based on who is the best candidate. And Helena Moreno has a lot of responsibility. She's going to have to respond to the black support that she got. And I feel like she's going to. And I feel like she is going to do a better job of making New Orleans better for African Americans as well as for whites and Hispanics and Asians and everybody else than any of the other candidates. And so she will respond. I believe she will respond to the African American community. All right, let's take a break and we'll come back here. We got to get to some of your text messages and we'll do that. And I'm going to try to do another brief AI demonstration because it's pretty amazing. And if you missed it on Friday, it's really kind of cool. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, Queen released this song. And apparently Freddie Mercury, even though he was gay, had some sort of affection for fat bottom girls. And he loved this song, released on this day in 78. I'm Scoot on the Air, Monday afternoon. Yeah, it's going to be the weekend before you know it. Don't worry about it being Monday. And a good Monday night football game tonight. Let's hope the Bills destroy the Falcons tonight in Atlanta. And we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is another one of the songs that they played at the Civic Theater, which was headquarters for Helena Moreno Saturday night when it was announced that she was the mayor-elect, They had music going all the time, and this was one of the songs that they played. Again, I think New Orleans is heading in a great new direction. I'm excited to see what she does. But remember, nothing is going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And don't judge her right away. It would be scary if somebody came in and tried to change everything right away. It's better to go in, figure things out, and change from within. But I think changes are coming, and I think this is going to be a better city than it has been, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. I've spent much of the afternoon congratulating President Trump on the peace deal in the Middle East, and I'm hoping that this one lasts because so many in the past have failed. Let's hope this one does last. A Charlie Kirk-founded organization, the Turning Point USA, has decided that they're going to have an alternate halftime show to the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Bad Bunny. Now, February 8th is the date next year of the Super Bowl. And after the NFL announced that it was Bad Bunny, with all the criticism, Turning Point USA is going to have an alternative halftime show. It's going to be called the All-American Halftime Show. It's going to be on the All-American Halftime Show website, and it's going to celebrate faith, family, and freedom. And visitors are going to be asked to provide their contact information and what musical genre they would like to see featured. The options are Americana, classic rock, country, hip-hop, pop, worship, or anything in English. That's funny. So we'll have more information on that close to the Super Bowl next year. Let's see. Penn State. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Penn State was getting ready to play Oregon? And I said, Penn State just can't win the big game. They don't win big games. And Oregon beat Penn State. Penn State lost over the weekend to Northwestern at Happy Valley. It was Penn State's homecoming. And it should be no surprise that Penn State's coach, James Franklin, has been fired. James Franklin is a good coach. He put a good field on the team, but they couldn't win the big games. You know, they would get to the playoffs and lose. And it was consistent. They consistently had a hard time winning the big games. So I don't think after losing this really amazing loss to Northwestern, homecoming in Happy Valley, I'm not surprised that they fired him as coach. So he's out. And by the way, be watching for Coach O to show up somewhere. I don't think he's going to Penn State, but watch Coach O. Coach O wants to coach again. He's going to show up somewhere. There was a brawl that followed the Chiefs-Lions game last night. You might not have seen it, but apparently Patrick Holmes was jogging over. Patrick Holmes extended his hand to, it was Lions safety, Brian Branch. And Patrick Holmes apparently extended his arm to Branch to shake his hand, and Branch ignored it and walked right past him. And apparently that was part of that. But later, Brian Branch of the Lions said that his action was childish. And, I mean, fans just ripped him up on social media. So said that he was sorry about that. All right, let me try another quick AI, artificial intelligence, chance to talk. Let me do another quick demonstration here. Are you there to talk right now?
I'm here and ready to...
Yeah. Okay, can you explain to me what happened to the New Orleans Saints yesterday in the game against the Patriots?
Sure. The New Orleans Saints played the New England Patriots yesterday. The Saints had a tough game and struggled to score points.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was a challenging game. Was there a particular moment or aspect of the game you were curious about?
The drop pass by Chris Olave.
That drop pass was definitely a tough moment. Chris Olave is usually reliable, so it must have been frustrating for him and the fans. Sometimes these things happen, and it's all part of the game. Hopefully he bounces back strong in the next game.
Yeah, well, we hope so, but he's dropped a lot of passes recently. So, I mean, can you explain how that's going to help the Saints?
It's understandable to feel frustrated. Drops can happen to any player, even the best ones. For the Saints, it's important for Olave to stay confident and keep working on his catching skills. the team and coaches will likely support him to improve. In the long run, bouncing back from these mistakes can help him grow and become even better.
Yeah. Can you tell me why the Saints appear to be a team that is not disciplined?
Discipline can be a complex issue for any team and can stem from various factors. It might be related to penalties, turnovers, or inconsistencies in performance. Sometimes it can come down to communication, focus, or even coaching strategies. The Saints, like any team, will be working on addressing these areas to improve. It's a process, and with time, they can become more disciplined on the field.
Some people think the Saints suck right now. Would you agree?
Every team has its ups and downs, and it's natural for fans to feel frustrated during tough times. The Saints have a strong history and a passionate fan base, and it's all part of the journey. Supporting the team through challenging moments can help them bounce back stronger. Let's stay hopeful and continue to support our team.
Yeah, well, you can see that that AI is kind of overly optimistic. And look, you know, I still have this element of optimism, you know, even with the Saints. And I'm hopeful that they just start to put it together and we see consistent progression. Because I said Friday, let's see how the Saints respond to a win. Well, they didn't respond very well to the victory last week against the Giants. And the whole dome field advantage is a myth. It's just hard to believe that the Saints do so poorly in the dome, which is supposed to be this venue that is feared around the NFL. But teams, they don't worry about coming into the dome anymore because the Saints don't play. No matter what you and I do as fans, the Saints don't play well in the dome. And that's another thing that's really discouraging. I mean, you got to give the fans victory at home. And the Saints haven't been doing that, and they're not doing it now. So that's something that's really discouraging. You know, you got to win more games at home. You know, the fans, you know, when the game's out of town, we're all watching on TV. But when they're here and a lot of people spend a lot of money to go to the dome, you got to give them more wins than you're giving them. So where does this lack of discipline come from? I don't know. There's a lot of speculation. We've talked about a number of things this afternoon. So let's see where all of this goes. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Helena Moreno is the mayor-elect of New Orleans. She had over 55% of the vote. Royce DuPlessis was in second place with 22%. Oliver Thomas finishing third at 19%. I'm optimistic. I hope you are too. And even if you didn't vote for her, she says she's going to still be your mayor. So let's see how that works out. But I love this city, and I hope.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Things get better. On the Scoot of the Year calendar today, we wish a happy birthday to Robert Lamb, one of the original members and a keyboard player, songwriter for Chicago. Robert Lamb is 81 years old today. I hope he's doing well because he was dealing recently with an equilibrium problem and wasn't able to tour with Chicago the last time. So I hope he's doing better and I hope he's back there because he's really one of the keys to Chicago today. You know, I've had many great conversations with Robert Lamb, and in one of our conversations, I said, you know, one of your recent concerts is on my list of the best concerts of all time. And considering that I grew up listening to Chicago, the fact that Chicago today is one of my favorite concerts really kind of proves to me that you never really have to act your age.
Thank God. Yeah, that's I've always felt that being a musician is for sure arrested development. You know, you remain in a childlike state for those hours that you're playing music and creating music.
Are there bands today that you hear or see that you think will have the ability to have the lasting power that Chicago has had?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Bruno Mars. I just think he's, you know, he's of a level not unlike Prince, not unlike Michael Jackson in a way, you know. He's multi-talented. He really can do it all. And it's just a matter of, you know, surviving all the other things that happen when stardom and fame hits.
There had to be a moment. You could have had confidence your entire life, young life. You had confidence that you were going to make it. But there had to be a moment when you realized, you know what? We're going to be big.
I have to confess that for many years I was behind the curve as to how famous or how successful Chicago was being. And part of that was due to the fact that we were working so much. You know, we were recording, we were writing, recording, touring, writing, recording, touring, writing, recording, touring. And it took a few years to, you know, I would say maybe up till the fifth album for me to figure, well, you know, this is pretty good. And this is allowing me to really explore the songwriting part of myself.
It's Robert Lamb, 81 years old today. And, you know, I've heard that from a lot of artists. A lot of people say that they were so busy in the beginning, writing and performing, and they're on tour, and they're kind of oblivious to the success that they're building. And then at some point, they just realize, wow, we're really big. All right, let's go to Adam, who's in Metairie. Adam, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You know, I'm hearing a lot of stuff about, this kind of goes to your past caller, about being, he was called a sellout. But leading up to the election, I didn't hear much about race at all, I'll be honest. And at least not the people I hang around, but you get it out and about a lot more than I do. So all of a sudden that the race is over, the election, there's a lot of talk about race. And I just wasn't sure what your viewpoint was on that.
Yeah. Well, Adam, it came with a call during the campaign, and a guy called, and he said that, he said, you know, I want to vote for Helena Moreno, and I'm supporting her, but I'm getting a lot of backlash in my community saying that I should support one of the black candidates. And that's when we first started having the conversation. And, you know, even before that, I was just talking about how I because I know the tradition in the past has been to support the candidate that looks most like you. That's just a tendency that a lot of voters have. But it was mainly the caller that we got that said he was being criticized by members of his own community. And I just thought that's what when it was time to have the conversation, that you need to vote for the best candidate and not the candidate that shares your skin color.
Yeah, no, totally agree with that. I mean, so I just I wasn't aware of much, which I guess is a good thing.
No, it is a good thing that you didn't. And there wasn't a lot, but there was, you know, hints of it here and there. But no, there wasn't a lot about that. And I'm happy about that as well. And I think this election really showed that the city can come together. And that's, I think it's good news for the city.
Absolutely. I think Moreno's going to be a fantastic mayor. And, you know, so I think that's a great start. And, you know, at least not in, like I said, my community, I was never.
I think that's good, Adam.
Yeah.
It's a positive thing. Man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling the show. Do we have time for a couple of texts, Ian? Oh, Ian's on the phone. I'm sorry.
Here's a text that says, let's see. Well, where to go?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you on the phone there.
Steven in Biloxi says, I wonder if you guys will be discussing the news of the Trump Organization allowing a Qatari Air Force facility in Idaho. Aren't these the same people who gave Trump that huge jet? Have a great week.
Yeah, I talked about that briefly Friday. There's another story about it. We'll get to it tomorrow. But apparently the president says that it was the vice president. J.D. Vance says it's not true. So I'm confused because defense secretary or war secretary Pete Hegseth says that it's happening, that the Qatari government is going to have a military base with fighter jets on American soil in Idaho. And J.D. Vance says it's not true. So we'll try to filter through some of that and talk about that tomorrow. But we did mention that on the show on Friday.
Sal says AI is going to put psychiatrists out of business.
I don't know. Those answers were so cold and benign that, you know, although, you know, what does a psychiatrist do? Well, what do you think? You know, a psychiatrist doesn't tell you that much. Most psychiatrists will say, well, what do you think? Because they try to get it out of you. And that's kind of what AI does. You know, well, what do you think?
I mean, in a situation like that, you're effectively just talking to a search engine. Like,
yeah.
it has no idea what happened yesterday. All it does is a very quick scan of whatever's been published about it. It doesn't have an opinion.
Right.
So all it can say is, well, yeah sometimes football players are challenging situations. But, you know, with practice, they can get better. Who cares? If you want it to give you a different answer, you got to train it yourself. It's not going to do it for you.
Yeah. Again, that's, you know, people getting involved in the answers. But I thought it was interesting. I wanted to bring up something a little bit negative, like, hey, some people say the Saints suck. And we went on to be really positive about the whole answer. You know, well, they can get better. If they're not good now, they'll get better over time. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1980, Air Supply released their third single, Every Woman in the World. And I got to admit, man, back in these days, when Air Supply was first coming out, man, I would put this album on at home and just let it go. I mean, I loved it. I mean, look, it's a guilty admission, but kind of a guilty pleasure, but I admit I do like Air Supply. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I am confident things will change, and I hope I'm right. Hey, we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow afternoon. I hope the Bills destroy the Falcons tonight. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Mueller, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Join me in Substack. Download the Substack app and find Scoot on the Air and subscribe. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.